The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from Carter Subaru Studio. Welcome. Welcome to The Big Show. It's the start of a new week, the dawn of a new era. Welcome to this Monday afternoon edition of The Dory Monson Show. We have some breaking news coming into us as we begin on Washington State perhaps being ground zero now for control of the U.S. Senate. Some dramatic moves for Tiffany Smiley in the polling that came out over the weekend. We'll get to that in just a moment. But let's get right to The Big Lead.
The Big Lead. I sense a Dory rant coming on.
Governor Jay Inslee is absolutely out of control. And he is acting in a very reckless and dangerous way right now. You know what happened late last week at the home of Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi? Her 82-year-old husband was at home, and the story has changed a lot over the weekend. There were initial police reports that there was a third person in the house, that there were two hammers, that both Pelosi and his attacker were in their underwear. As happens with stories like this, the storyline and what they believe to be true rapidly evolves. Unless you are Jay Inslee, unless you are one of the most irresponsible people that you will ever hear, because on Friday afternoon, Jay Inslee knew. I mean, there were all kinds of rumors. Was this just a crazy guy attacking? Did he really say, "Where's Nancy?" Was it politically motivated? Was Paul Pelosi? Was it his gay lover? I mean, there are all kinds of stories that were flying around over the weekend. But on Friday afternoon, Jay Inslee, with certainty, knew what caused this attack.
Tiffany Smiley, Matt Larkin, Joe Kent, they're enabling this election denial, which foments this violence. When these candidates are asked point blank, was Joe Biden fairly elected, they refuse to answer. And yet, they go around allowing and enabling these doubts about the fairness of our election to spring and to grow.
So this crazy man who should have been in a mental institution, who was a great example of what has happened in cities like San Francisco and Seattle, where our politicians have let the cities be taken over by the crazy and the drug addicts. But none of that matters. Jay Inslee knew that this was Tiffany Smiley, Matt Larkin, and Joe Kent's fault because they're election deniers, he said. Does anybody in their right mind believe that that is why this crazy man, this Green Party nudist, went into the Pelosi's house? And there are so many things we still need to find out. That house is under constant security surveillance, not just because Nancy Pelosi is third in line for the presidency of the United States, but because her husband has made hundreds of millions of dollars off of insider information with his wife being in the Senate. They're worth about $200 million. Their house is under constant surveillance. So how did this guy get in? Paul Pelosi says that his phone was charging in the bathroom, and he told the guy that he had to go into the bathroom to make a call. Just as an aside, who charges their phone in the bathroom? Don't we all do it on the nightstand right next to our bed? He's charging his phone in his bathroom. I've heard of such a thing. But Jay Inslee knew that this was about Joe Kent and Matt Larkin and Tiffany Smiley being election deniers. Well, given that Tiffany Smiley's been asked a million times, including in one CNN interview where she says Joe Biden's our president, she has never once denied that. It also is very interesting that Jay Inslee seems to believe that Tiffany Smiley, Joe Kent, and Matt Larkin are the party of election deniers.
If Stacey Abrams doesn't win in Georgia, they stole it. It's clear. It's clear. And I would say, I say that publicly, it's clear.
You can run the best campaign. You can even become the nominee. And you can have the election stolen from you.
He knows he's an illegitimate president. He knows. He knows that there were a bunch of different reasons why the election turned out the way it did.
Votes remain to be counted. There are voices that were waiting to be heard.
And I will not concede.
Do you think it was... You're not using the word legitimate.
There are still legitimate concerns over the integrity of our elections.
Sounds like Democrats are the party of election denial. And I could play you another minute worth of that montage, but I think I've made my point. How dare Jay Inslee, at a time where inspiring and stoking violence against Republicans has had really serious consequences? A few months ago, a would-be assassin went to the home of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. A couple of years ago, Congressman Steve Scalise was gunned down, almost murdered, almost lost his life on a softball field as he was practicing with his teammates for the congressional softball game by a whack job leftist. The Republican gubernatorial candidate in New York, Lee Zeldin, was stabbed by a leftist whack job at a campaign event. How dare Jay Inslee say that this is about Republican election denial and inspiring violence? He doesn't know one thing about what happened in Paul Pelosi's house or why it happened. And nobody has absolute facts. Was it political? It was a crazy guy. The other thing that's interesting about that is how many crazy people have we heard and seen violently attacking people here in our state? From the woman who's thrown down three flights of Sound Transit station stairs to the woman who's violently kicked in the face while planting bulbs in Belltown to that woman violently kicked in the face while she was sitting on a Metro bus. And I could go on and on and on with all the murders, all the assaults, all the rapes, all the violent attacks by crazy people here in Jay Inslee's Washington. Has he once decried that violence? Never. Never. Because the mental health breakdown is on him. He got Western State decertified out of neglect of the mental health system. He's the reason the crazy man who threw a woman down three flights of stairs is going to collect $30,000 from taxpayers when there wasn't a bed available for him in a mental hospital. That's all on Jay Inslee. But he has nothing to say about all the crazy murders, all the crazy violent attacks in his state. But oh, when Paul Pelosi gets attacked, Jay Inslee knows exactly why it happened. It was Republican election deniers. Let me play this Inslee cut one more time, because I also want to show you just how incredibly coordinated all of this is.
Tiffany Smiley, Matt Larkin, Joe Kent, they're enabling this election denial, which foments this violence. When these candidates are asked point blank, was Joe Biden fairly elected, they refuse to answer. And yet, they go around allowing and enabling these doubts about the fairness of our election to spring and to grow.
Okay, now, it's like somebody sat down at the DNC and sent out a memo to Jay Inslee, to whoever puts Joe Biden in front of his teleprompter so he can mindlessly read whatever is there.
The talk has to stop. That's the problem. That's the problem. You can't just say, I feel badly about the violence. We condemn it. Condemn what produces the violence. And this talk produces the violence.
I mean, I'm serious. I just played for you. Oh, you want another minute, Joe Biden?
It's in
this?
One vote.
I agree with tens of millions of Americans who are very worried that when they cast the ballot on an electronic voting machine, that there is no paper trail to record that vote.
But constantly shifting vote tally.
These are all Democrats denying election results. And so now you've decided that that's an issue when a crazy man goes into the Pelosi's mansion. This is so reckless of Jay Inslee. This is so irresponsible. I don't know if he's trying to get another Brett Kavanaugh attempted assassination. I don't know if he's trying to get another member of Congress gunned down, as was Steve Scalise. I don't know if he's trying to get another Democrat candidate or a Republican candidate stabbed like Lee Zeldin. But Jay Inslee's words are irresponsible. They should be condemned. Where is every good person in this state calling out Jay Inslee for rushing to judgment, for assigning blame, for speaking out on this when if it's people who, in his state who are victims, he doesn't say a word? Oh, first I've heard about that. We'll have to look into that. He doesn't know anything about Chaz 2 days after it starts, but 2 seconds after Paul Pelosi's attack, he knows everything. It's all because of Republicans and election denial. This is our governor in an incredibly low and dark place. Democrats are in an all-out panic. They see not only power, but they believed that they were going to have permanency of power, that they were going to stack the Supreme Court and get rid of the filibuster, and they were going to come up with ways. They were going to make D.C. a state and Puerto Rico a state, and all of a sudden, the Democrats would have permanent majority forevermore. That was their dream. Well, not only is that dream slipping away, but these midterms are slipping away. And this is how they handle it. By stoking violence, by inciting lies and fear with their absolutely crazy claims. And Jay Inslee apparently cares more about a multi-millionaire in California than all the victims of crime in his state when he never once speaks out about mental health system under his watch. This is absolutely disgusting stuff. Okay, I will have a lot more on this right after the bottom of the hour. One of the men that Jay Inslee called out, Joe Kent, he wasn't responding to Jay Inslee, but he will in just a few minutes. Joe Kent will join me. And we'll talk about what Inslee said and did. That's coming up in just a few minutes here on the Dory Monson Show. We do have some big breaking news that is coming into us this afternoon.
The Big Lead. Breaking news.
And this is the very latest in that Senate race between Tiffany Smiley and you know her. You know her, you love her.
Patty Murphy.
Yeah. Patty Murphy, as Joe Biden said. 30 years in the Senate, never once a serious challenger. Thought she was going to skate to victory this time. Brand new poll that came out over the weekend from the Trafalgar Group has Patty Murray up 1 point on Tiffany Smiley. But this is moving the polls of polls. 538 says it is a dead heat in Washington. They have moved Washington State from leans Democrat to toss-up. They have a map of all the deep red, the light red, the deep blue, the light blue. Washington had been deep blue a few weeks ago. Then it became light blue when Patty's lead started to slip away. And over the weekend, now this afternoon, they have moved Washington to a complete toss-up state. Real clear politics. They still have Patty Murray on top of Tiffany Smiley, but not by as much. Got it now almost within the margin of error, and the momentum is really, really on Tiffany Smiley's side. They had a town hall last night. We'll play you a lot of cuts from that a little bit later this afternoon. But this could be. Nobody thought this was possible. But Washington State could be the state that decides the balance of the Senate of the United States of America. Or there also is a growing possibility of a Republican landslide where they could all of a sudden have 55 seats in the Senate, 55-45. It's a possibility. There's probably as good a possibility of the Democrats holding on to a 50-50 or winning 51-49 as there is of a Republican landslide. But it's close. It's gotten closer just this afternoon since we went on the air. And we're going to keep an eye on that very closely as new information comes into us. But for now, that is your big lead for today.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
I really would love to hear your thoughts. Jay Inslee is irresponsible as a governor could possibly get, trying to inspire and stoke violence with lies, with nothing but lies. It is sad to see what happens to people when their power starts to slip away. Text me, 888-973-CAIRO, 888-973-5476. We'll check the news, and then Joe Kent, one of the targets of Inslee's rhetoric. He will join me next here on the Dory Monson Show. Well, I tell you, Jay Inslee is playing a very dangerous game here. In fact, it's not a game at all. I told you in the big lead about how Jay Inslee, after an attack on Nancy Pelosi's husband, immediately decided to try to pin this on Republicans. And on January 6th, it was really bizarre, but it's also very, very dangerous. One of the people that Jay Inslee called out by name, along with Tiffany Smiley and Matt Larkin, to denounce election denialism, is this man, Joe Kent. Joe is the front runner for the congressional seat in Southwest Washington. He joins us once again here on the Dory Monson Show. Joe, always good to talk with you.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Down the home stretch, a week to go till Election Day. This has been a long road. You know, I asked you this last time we talked that, you know, if you knew what you were getting into, but man, it gets nasty when you get closer to Election Day and you're ahead, it seems.
It sure does. Yeah. I mean, these attacks from, I think, Jay Inslee just really show how desperate the Democrats are. And so they're grasping at everything and they don't really care what the consequences are. I mean, they're accusing us of very serious and horrible things like encouraging political violence, which all of us on the Republican side, and I think every single good, decent American, Republicans and Democrats, you know, completely reject any kind of political violence. And everybody, you know, we all said a prayer for Paul Pelosi's speedy recovery. And, you know, we hope he's doing well and they have a secure situation. So it really, Jay Inslee going right to politics when someone has been brutally attacked and trying to blame his political opposition. It's just repulsive.
Well, it's tough to be worse than repulsive, but it's even right. Worse. It's even worse than that in my view, because in the last few years, we've had an assassination attempt on Brett Kavanaugh. We've had Congressman Steve Scalise gunned down while practicing for a softball game. There was a stabbing of the New York gubernatorial candidate, Lee Zeldin. And here's Jay Inslee talking about how irresponsible Republicans are. I mean, he either has zero self-awareness or he's really gone over to a dark side and trying to inspire or stoke more violence.
Yeah, I mean, really, you're right. I mean, it's completely ridiculous considering what's happened in recent times. We've had a lot of political violence. I mean, Steve Scalise almost died. He was shot and almost killed. Thank God he pulled through. But I mean, this does happen. And so just to be very reckless with this speech, it also just shows the hypocrisy of the media. You know, I hate the whole, like, if the shoe were on the other foot, but we're all very cautious to say, hey, we want to work through the political process. And we're very diligent because we know the media is going to scrutinize every single word that we use. Even when you say something like, we're going to fight policy X, Y, or Z, we get taken completely out of context. But yet there's Jay Inslee. I mean, Joe Biden does this. This has basically become the Democrat doctrine. I mean, Joe Biden frequently, the only time he can string a sentence together, it seems to be when he can call the entire or half the country, you know, extremists.
Yeah. And it does show a deep level of desperation. And the thing about this Paul Pelosi attack, nobody knows what happened. I mean, maybe it was what they're trying to characterize it. Maybe it was a politically motivated thing. Maybe it was a rendezvous gone bad. Maybe it was just a crazy man being crazy. And that's where I find Jay Inslee's let the mental health system in our state to the point where Western State was decertified for a time. He never speaks out when crazy people attack, murder, rape in downtown Seattle or elsewhere in the state. And, you know, being the most charitable about what this event in the Pelosi house was, it was a crazy guy doing something crazy. But you never hear Inslee denounce craziness in his own state.
No, none whatsoever. And the Democrats in Olympia, led by Jay Inslee, they basically tied our police's hands behind their back. They've made possession of hard narcotics legal. They're starting to let violent criminals out of prison because they're getting rid of three strikes and you're out. Here in our district, they're getting ready to let Roy Russell, who brutally raped and murdered a 14-year-old girl, this guy might get out of prison because of the policies of Jay Inslee. And this is actually what the Democrats are doing. This is their real assault on law and order, open borders, open prisons across the border. But then, I mean, all they're going to do is say that we're extremists because of some vague reference to January 6th, while they're actually encouraging real political violence. And they're bringing real violence onto our streets because they refuse to enforce any kind of law and order.
Well, I made the point on Friday's show about Roy Russell, a story I've covered extensively.
Yeah.
He put his hands around Chelsea Harrison's neck. He strangled her to death. And it just seems interesting. Jay Inslee had two press conferences last week to announce abortion amendment and abortion laws. And then he signs bills that give not only Roy Russell, but 100 other three strikers a chance to get out of prison. And it's like their policy now that they're running on is abortion and let's go easy on people who kill kids after they're born. It is so bizarre to watch how deep and how dark the left has gone in pursuit of what? In pursuit of, I mean, I know politics is intoxicating, but man, they've gone deep and dark on this.
They have. And you would think that when things like this come to light, that the Democrats would move and say, hey, wait a sec, we didn't think this bill was going to do this. We're actually against this. They double and triple down on that. When I was debating my opponent, because she's endorsed by several of the Democrats that sponsored that legislation that's going to let Roy Russell out of prison, I gave her an opportunity. I said, do you reject their endorsements? And she said, absolutely not. They fully embrace this, just like Joe Biden. I mean, he opened up our southern border to an invasion 2 years ago, and he's done nothing but continue to facilitate people illegally entering our country and the fentanyl that comes with it. I mean, fentanyl is the number one killer of Americans right now. And for the Democrats not to acknowledge that and not to actively do something about that, it just shows where they're at right now. Like you said, they're in a very dark place right now, and it's very frightening. And that's why all they can do is attack us, because they don't want to talk about the policies that are destroying our country.
Yeah, the fentanyl that comes across the wide open southern border, and then it comes to a sanctuary state, which Jay Inslee has declared. And that's the other issue. Jay Inslee always tells us if a barbershop wants to stay open during COVID, or if people wanted to have a church service, he would say, you can't pick which laws you can choose to live with. And yet, isn't that what Democrats are doing all the time? As they legalize drugs, as they make this a sanctuary state, they pick and choose all the time which laws they're going to enforce and ignore. And it's all based on the politics, it seems, of the people getting popped for those offenses.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, they basically want the utmost rules for law-abiding citizens, like they can close down your business whenever they say so. But if you break the law, whether you're an illegal immigrant or whether you're a criminal, literally a child killer, the Democrats are ready to give you any opportunity at freedom, any opportunity to continue to exploit our system. And I just think that's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, this is a reason my opponent attacks me heavily for saying that I don't want to give federal funding to Jay Inslee or really to any sanctuary states. Oregon's another great example. And look, Inslee refuses to enforce any law and order. If he wants to, you know, charge the people of Washington taxpayer dollars, he wants to spend taxpayer dollars the way he wants to, that's fine. He's elected to do so. But I don't want to give federal funding to Jay Inslee. I want to give federal law enforcement grants to sheriffs, because sheriffs are actually accountable to the people. That's how we can start to return some of our sovereignty and just common sense law and order policies.
Yeah, well, we have fewer cops per capita than any state in the country. And I know that's something Tiffany Smiley's talked about. I know it's something that you've talked about a lot. That's essential to start to reduce this crime wave that's hit our state this last few years.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we need to make sure that we actually have our law enforcement officers on the street protecting citizens, but also that when they do arrest people, those people can actually stay in jail. So we've got a lot of work and a lot of reform to do. What we can't do is continue to reward this failure. That's why I'm so big on funding those constitutional sheriffs, because sheriffs are actually going to be accountable to the voters as opposed to, you know, just some sort of a bureaucracy or continuing down the path we've gone down right now. And I don't see why the federal taxpayers should fund sanctuary cities, places yeah. like Seattle, places like Portland. So this is how we start to return some of our law and order.
Yeah, well, King County Sheriff is no longer accountable to the voters because the voters yeah. gave up that free, which is mind-blowing to me. Okay, real Crazy. Quick. So I know Jay Inslee's people listen to my show every day. So he called on you to denounce something, election denial, or whatever. What's your response to Jay Inslee in his immediate knee-jerk political call out and specifically of you?
Well, he should be ashamed of himself, and this just shows how desperate he is. I mean, he shouldn't be so flippant with just throwing out accusations of violence like this. Like, I reject violence. I fought for this country for over 20 years to make sure that we didn't experience violence here in this country. And so I think it's incredibly insulting that Jay Inslee thinks that the people of Washington State are dumb enough to believe this nonsense. And so I think he should be ashamed of himself. I think he should apologize to myself, to Tiffany Smiley, and to Matt Larkin.
Yeah, got it. You think Tiffany Smiley has a chance now? These polls that came out over the weekend are crazy.
I think Tiffany Smiley is doing everything right, and I think she's got a great chance. I mean, she's out there on her bus tour right now. She is all over the state. She's meeting people. She's engaging at the grassroots level. So I'm really excited for Tiffany Smiley. I think yeah. she's fantastic.
It's going to be very interesting. All right, Joe, it's always great talking with you. I appreciate you using my forum to respond to the governor because I just found what he did outrageous over the weekend. It's very dangerous.
Yes, I appreciate that. Thank you.
You got it. Okay. All right. Joe Kent running for Congress. Ballots have to be in a week by tomorrow. Your thoughts, you can text me, 888-973-CHIRO. 888-973-5476. Lots more to come here on the Dory Monson Show. It's interesting how the mainstream media is treating this Paul Pelosi story. I'm going to do a little compare and contrast for you coming up in the next hour. But man, I was listening to CBS News at the top of the hour right before I went on the air, and they had an exclusive interview with Gavin Newsom. Wow, what a get. How in the world did they get Gavin Newsom to comment? And he knows whose fault the Paul Pelosi attack is. Or the blame lies with, whatever.
Meantime, California Governor Gavin Newsom talked to CBS's Major Garrett and blames the media.
Look online. Look at the sewage that is online that they amplify on these networks and in social media to dehumanize people like Nancy Pelosi and other political leaders.
More of that exclusive interview airs tomorrow on the CBS Evening News.
I can't wait. Yeah, Jeez, the media, which is completely in the pocket of the Democrat Party, the media, which spent 5 years trying to dehumanize a president as much as possible. I'll give you another example if we haven't loaded yet. Have you loaded yet the thing from The View, Nicole?
I'll get it for you.
Fast 50. Mm-hmm. That's we can do it in Fast 50. But yeah, the media has spent 5-6 years trying to dehumanize. I mean, I'll give you a couple of other examples. When Rand Paul was brutally attacked by his neighbor, broke 6 ribs. You know what MSNBC said about a brutal attack on a U.S. senator? With 6 broken ribs.
New details today on the incident that left Senator Rand Paul with 6 broken ribs. This might be one of my favorite stories, although, of course, we don't want to. Clearly, Senator Paul is still struggling.
That's her favorite story on MSNBC. So Gavin Newsom says, oh, the media is amplifying all this vitriol towards Democrats. Please. You've had 2 networks devoted round the clock for 6 years to do exactly what you accuse. Yeah, the people who accuse the most are most guilty of that, what they accuse. Huh? My sentence structure is way off today. Again, whatever. But yeah. And by the way, Alexandria Pelosi, noted documentary filmmaker, when Rand Paul was attacked, had 6 ribs broken. What did she tweet? Rand Paul's neighbor was right. Huh. Paul Pelosi's daughter celebrated a violent attack that broke six ribs on a U.S. senator. Said the attacker was right. I'm so sick and tired of all these stinking hypocrites, man. It is brutal. But you know why they're doing this? They have nothing else to talk about before the election day. This is pure desperation sweat that we are seeing because they have, you know, landslide in the House. Senate, they might lose. And so what sort of things are Jay Inslee talking about? The things that are moving this election? Crime, the economy, the southern border. Is that what Jay Inslee's talking about in these final days as he makes his final argument for his party staying in power?
Washington State was a pro-choice state. Washington State is a pro-choice state, is always a pro-choice state. Of these anti-choice, dictatorial politicians who want to control a woman's right of choice in our state to abortion services, the right of a woman's choice in the state of Washington.
And by the way, all you women, you inject whatever I tell you to inject in your body. Because I believe in choice unless I take control of your bodies. Inject. Oh my gosh, that's all they have. Abortion, abortion, abortion. That's why they're losing. That's why they're getting swamped. That's why this is so delicious to watch. Okay, quick timeout. And then into the fastest 15 we will go. Joe Biden doesn't even know how many states they are. And I have the audio to prove it. Next.